as we come together to celebrate this feast of the Ascension of the Lord, the Word of God, have few invitations, few calls for us today. First, to praise God, who raised up Jesus from the dead, seated him at his right hand, and gave him authority, power, and dominion. He put all things beneath his feet and gave him the fullness of graces. We must rejoice today with the church that is his body, that we are the church, his body. And we must rejoice as we celebrate in faith the greatness of our Lord Jesus Christ, in whom we believe and have our faith. That is the first call today. It's a day to rejoice, to praise God for his Son, for Jesus, because he made him Lord, he made him our Redeemer. In the two versions of the Ascension of the Lord, in the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles and the Gospel today, Jesus promised to send the Holy Spirit, who will give them the power and strength to understand and fulfill their mission, and gave the apostles a final commission, a final task to fulfill, to be his witness to the ends of the earth, to proclaim the good news of the gospel. That is very clear in the gospel today. Jesus said, I'm going, but now you have a commission. Go and proclaim the good news, baptizing them, those who believe, teaching them all the things. Today we are called to ask Jesus to renew the presence and graces of the Holy Spirit within us, in our families, in our community. We were very blessed last Friday that we have the confirmations. We have 52 confirmandis. It was a big blessing for us to have 52 new confirmandis who are sure now about their faith. Some of them are here. But we have to keep on asking the Lord to keep those graces working in them, that they will persevere, that they don't go away from the church. That is our hope. That should be also our commitment as a community. And we ask the Lord to renew in us the presence and graces of the Holy Spirit, and also in the church, to help us to understand and to fulfill our mission and commission. That commission given to the 12 is also our commission. It is also our responsibility. We must remember that we are called to be disciples of Jesus. We are called to be his witness. We are called to proclaim the good news of the gospel, making new disciples, baptizing, teaching the commandments given by Jesus, and keeping our hope in his promises, that he will be with us until the end of the ages. What can we do to proclaim the good news? First, to announce good news. And the good news of the gospel is that God sent his Son into the world to redeem us, not to condemn us, but to save us. That is the good news. But sometimes we insisted in condemnation. No. God sent his Son to save us. He is our Savior and Redeemer. And that is something that we should proclaim to others, that he is an opportunity for many who don't feel welcome. He is full of mercy and compassion and ready to welcome anybody. I visited one of the assisted living facilities last Thursday in Cumberland. We had now a large community there. And I was asking them, what can you do to proclaim the gospel? And you know, they have very interesting answers. They say, we can pray for those who are missionaries, those who are proclaiming the gospel in faraway places, Africa, Asia, Latin America, Europe. Yes, Europe, a non-Catholic continent. It was before, but now people don't believe. Praying for those who are listening to the gospel, that they will open their hearts and believe. They say we can offer also our difficulties, our pains, for those who are suffering, for those who are having problems or difficulties. They also say we can support. We can put the hands in the pocket and help those proclaiming the gospel. We can do good actions. And the most important part, they say, we must live our faith. We must be a good testimony of our faith. And that is possible for everybody. The testimony of life is very important for a missionary. Remember, I was there for 22 years in different places. And it's very important to be able to say to the people, I know a community that they strive, that they do their best to live out their faith. And that is a big challenge for all of us. The testimony of life. Heavenly Father, increase our faith in your Son and renew in us all the graces of the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.